We wanted to take a moment and say thank you to everybody who participated in yesterday's Giving Tuesday campaign. We asked you to nominate your favorite local nonprofit to give them a chance at $1,000 of on-air messaging here at Boise State Public Radio. You nominated 125 organizations, but we could only pick two. So we literally drew from a hat. And here are the winners: Happy Jack Cats and Treasure Valley Children's Theater. You can read more about the winners at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And we want to just say a big thank you again for participating, and congratulations to all of the amazing local nonprofit organizations for another successful Giving Tuesday right here in Idaho. You know, nerds, they're people too. That's part of the idea behind the national podcast Story Collider. It looks at true personal stories about science. That was a perfect vehicle for Eric Jankowski. He is an assistant professor at Boise State University and also the lab director of the Micron School of Material Science and Engineering. Part of his job is teaching his students how to better communicate. He does that by asking them to tell personal stories related in some way to thermodynamics. Eric teamed up with the Story Collider again this year, and five of his students will share some funny and heartfelt stories behind their work, and they'll be doing that tonight at Jump in downtown Boise. Joining me today is Eric and one of his students, Ali Mustafa. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
I'd like to start with you, Eric. Why did you get, you know, your thermodynamic students to start telling stories that really show a more human side?
Every engineering department gets accredited by this accreditation board called ABET, and they give us a bunch of curriculum objectives that we sprinkle out throughout our curriculum, where we assess our students' ability to use math to solve problems. Mm. And in my case, I got handed the ability to communicate effectively, or now the ability to communicate with a broad range of audiences in my thermodynamics course. And so to measure this, I thought, well, the first naive idea is, well, we'll have our students, you know, give presentations about a thermodynamics topic, and thermo's hard. It's a subject that where our physical intuitions don't always give us lead us to the right answer. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of dig into some math sometimes, and students kind of like push back on the classic lectures of just derivations on the board. And I thought, if they push back on that from a professor who's kind of trained in this, they're just going to hate. They're going to revolt listening to each other do the same thing. So I thought, well, what about if we disentangle the technical content of thermodynamics from the actual ability to communicate effectively, and try to solve this problem in an authentic way? And in 2010, I had told a story with Story Collider when I was a graduate student in Ann Arbor. And it was a super fun experience for me. And I thought, well, maybe we can I'll call up Story Collider and ask if they'd be willing to help us bring a voice to our student population and tell true personal stories about a time thermodynamics happened to them. And then this kind of spiraled out of control. So in the previous two segments, we talked a lot about students identifying with going to college and completing college. Mm-hmm. and higher education. And there's a lot of research that shows that if you identify with your major, if you say, I am a material scientist, that's correlated with a higher probability of graduating and having higher grades when you do graduate. So we thought, well, maybe we can study this. Let's see if this storytelling assignment is correlated with our students improving their identity as material scientists. And our preliminary results from last year show that, yes, this does increase that proportions. And this has an outsized effect among our students that traditionally are more excluded from these STEM degrees. Mm-hmm. So minorities and female students see bigger increases.
So kind of seem to have a voice.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the storytelling show itself, so tonight at Jump is our second storytelling show. Last year was our first, and we had it on campus at Boise State. But the show itself it's this wonderful thing where, in retrospect, it's kind of obvious, but when you hear stories, personal stories about your peers, mm-hmm. you care about them more.
Well, you care about them and you connect, right?
That's
and
right.
That makes a difference. And Ali, I wanted to bring you into the conversation because you're working on your second degree at Boise mm-hmm. State, but you have a long history
yep.
with science in places like Iraq. So how did you telling your personal stories play into all of this, but also thermodynamics. I mean, this is fascinating, right?
Yeah, it's a very heavy math class.
Yeah, I would have failed, so there you go.
Yeah, but the math here is just to prove the concepts of thermodynamics. Mm-hmm. And thermodynamics is touching us every single second. And to understand more and to prove it, that's why we're using the math. But in reality, thermodynamics is affecting us, and we don't know about it till we think about it more. And then when I start to write my story, oh, yeah, that's thermodynamics happening. And it really impacted my life and my previous life in Iraq and now. And that's why I participate with Dr. Eric.
And Eric, is that part of it right there, what Ali just said, is that thermodynamics, it's about math, right, and science. And so a lot of times you'll lose people right away. But because a lot of times, you know, here we say these things like, you know, talk like a regular person, not like a scientist or like a doctor, because you're so smart. And it's hard to follow that sometimes. But if you can bring in the personal, does that connect people as well?
Well, it certainly does. And it's, I want to kind of make clear that, like, this is not a show where we are teaching thermodynamics,
right,
or dumbing down thermodynamics. The point of the show and the point of this assignment is to kind of think orthogonal, which is perpendicular to.
See, you use the regular person term. Thank you.
Or 90 degrees to how we might normally think about things, which brings in a broader perspective. That's good. So seeing the ways that a class like this plays a role in your day-to-day life helps make connections where it's no longer this abstract thing. It becomes real. And that's a component of it. But really, from an instructor's perspective, hearing the things that our students have struggled with and the things that they're excited about helps me understand our students better. Mm-hmm. And knowing our students helps us better design courses to meet our educational objectives together.
And Ali, you'll be speaking tonight, correct?
Correct.
And how does that feel to know that you can take something that you love, like thermodynamics, mm-hmm. but talk about it in a way that maybe other people can understand without dumbing it down? Because I appreciate that it's not about that. It's about broadening that horizon.
Well, we had to alter the language there. And the story itself, it's very personal. And we had to work on it a lot to make it acceptable for a regular audience. Mm-hmm. And we had to tweak our language. But what happened to me is a part of my evolving, a part of my life. And sharing with people and connected to science, it's really a big thing happening into my life again with the same concept of thermodynamics. And I hope we will do pretty well.
And Eric, you did this last year, like you mentioned. How did your students respond to this idea?
So I think that so in a couple of different ways. One, I think they were confused about what this is. Like, why am I writing a personal story in a thermo class?
Right.
This
is science.
So different.
Right.
Then I got a lot of feedback from students last year and this year where this is one of their favorite components of the class. And I think that nobody knew what to expect from the first show. So everybody hears like science stories about thermodynamics, and they think that it's going to be about thermo and like maybe also be fun.
Mm-hmm.
After like everyone is sitting there laughing and crying together, they're like, oh, like I didn't expect to come here and feel things. And that community building that came with that, I think was a big surprise to the students and to the faculty that attended and the public that attended last year, and was a really really wonderful thing that I'm so excited to do again this year.
So the Story Collider, which is this national podcast, mm-hmm. they will be taping these stories.
That's
correct.
Right. That's right. And in our rehearsal last night, they said, you know, like maybe all five of these would go on the podcast. Normally, like maybe like one out of four-ish of the stories that ends up being performed live ends up on the podcast. And they were pretty excited about rehearsal last night, and that kind of feeds my excitement for the show tonight. And I hope that we have a great turnout.
And so the show is tonight, mm-hmm. and people can go. It's at Jump in Boise. Mm-hmm. But then when do you find out if it makes it to this national podcast?
I think around like a month or two later. So the artistic director of Story Collider, Erin Barker, is the one who makes these decisions. And she has a staff at Story Collider that helps figure out like kind of what themes are being shared on their podcast at a particular moment in time. And they do such an outstanding job. Erin Barker and Liz Neely, the executive director of Story Collider, are going to be hosting tonight. They are just brilliant scientists and storytellers themselves. And I think they're doing a really incredible job of kind of subversively taking scientists all around the country and helping make their work more impactful. Right. Through this use of narrative.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming in today. My guests, Eric Jankowski, an assistant professor at Boise State University, and one of his students, Ali Mustafa. They are taking part in tonight's Story Collider program at Jump in downtown Boise. Anyone can go. Thank you again for coming in today, both of you.
Thanks so much, Gemma.